Morning,
Ken.
Oxford. Hello.
Good day.
Good day to you. Where are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a little town in western North Carolina called Lenoir.
Lenoir. Where exactly is Lenoir?
Well, geographically, it's about 75 miles northwest of Charlotte. We're 250 miles from the coast, right at the base of the mountains.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully it's a nice day there.
A beautiful day.
And how's it going with the American Legion? How are you doing with all of this craziness here?
Well, Ken, we've encouraged post close. I mean, that's just following the government recommendations. We're encouraging less physical contact, but we are encouraging use of Zoom, Skype, Facebook, and those other digital means like teleconferencing. But we are encouraging to maintain that contact, those relationships with our fellow veterans. But we are most posts are closed.
How does the Legion stay afloat? Because, you know, I don't say stay afloat, but I mean, how does it keep in business, doing the business of the Legion, when so much of it seems to be based on social contact and you know, person-to-person contact and, you know, actually getting together?
That's a very good question. Some posts are having difficult times because they rely so much on things like a canteen, like breakfasts, like dinner meetings, those kinds of things. So Legion posts are facing financial issues because of the economic downturn and the recommended closure of those posts. We still are able to do some things, but it is a depressive economic situation.
Yeah. You mentioned that members stay in touch with each other. Is that what a buddy check is?
That is, and I'm glad you brought that up. A few years ago, we instituted a program called Buddy Check. And if you go back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies. And that didn't just encourage people to worry and be concerned about the people in their foxhole. So the Buddy Check program that we have and we use, it's a way for veterans to check on other veterans. It's just a way to see, are you doing okay? Is there anything you need? Is there any help or assistance that we can do? And that over the country, and we've got posts and legionnaires all across the country making these phone calls to make that contact. And we found issues like I need some groceries from the grocery store. We were able to do that. I need to have my prescription picked up at the pharmacy. We've had people do that. We've had people roll trash cans from the street to the back of the house. Those kinds of things are what buddy checks are about. It's a way to maintain that contact, let those veterans not feel so isolated, so distant from everybody else. It's just a way to keep track, make sure those folks realize their value and the way we feel about them and our willingness to help.
Are veterans really being hit hard during all of this? Are they suffering more than, say, you know, your average Joe Q public?
Well, when we think about veterans, that they do have sometimes face specific issues like post-traumatic stress or depression or feeling isolated, and there is a higher risk because some of our legionnaires are elderly. There's chronic health issues and mental health struggles, so there is a special need sometimes for veterans.
You know, we've heard all these economic stimulus for small business, for people who have been out of work, for you know, for airlines, for things like that. Is there any talk anywhere of a stimulus for veterans?
Well, that's an issue that we continue to discuss, and I'm not sure that there's anything on the table imminently, but that is an issue that we continue to look at and discuss and try to find an answer to.
Okay, so we'll see. How else is the Legion doing outside of COVID-19 concerns? We've got an election coming up. Are you guys going to be busy and active during that?
Well, you know, the American Legion is a non-political organization. We do not endorse political candidates or parties, but we do encourage Legionnaires to become familiar with the issues, become familiar with the candidate, and vote. That's the biggest thing that we can do. Our post, some of them have sponsored candidates forums where candidates from all parties are invited. So we think politics is important, but the biggest thing we encourage our Legionnaires to do is become familiar and vote.
Okay, good deal. Let's talk about some of the issues facing veterans aside from COVID-19 and the immediate realities. What are the big issues that are facing them right now?
Well, veterans' issues, they seem to be never-ending. We still have veterans facing depression because of isolations. The jobs market is always an issue for veterans. Proper health care is always an issue. The environmental issues faced by some veterans because of their exposure to Agent Orange or burn pits, those are always out there. But I think the biggest issue that we're facing as far as veterans goes is veteran suicides. We still have 20 veterans a day committing suicide, and if we could find a way to impact that, that would be the biggest blessing that we could provide for America's veterans. Out of those 20 veterans a day, there's only about 6 of them signed up and belong to the VA. So we are encouraging every veteran to become associated. Get yourself signed up with the VA and make sure that you're aware of the Veterans Crisis Hotline. And I've got that for you. That crisis hotline is 1-800-273-8255. And that crisis hotline is available to any veteran who wants to talk about any issues. And it might be homelessness, it might be medical care, it might be legal issues, it might be family issues. Any of those can sometimes trigger a crisis situation. So I would encourage every veteran to become familiar with this hotline, as well as family members. If they have somebody in a crisis situation, call that hotline and get that veteran the help that they need and deserve.
Commander, what's that number one more time?
That number, 1-800-273-8255.
There we go. Yeah, 8255, that's talk. I know that. So that's in the phone pad thing. So
okay.
There we go. I know I'm coming up on time here. Let's get some information out about the Legion itself. Where can people find out more?
Okay, the best place to do that is on the World Wide Web at legion.org, L-E-G-I-O-N.org. Every department has a department website, as well as the local post might or might not have a website, but call your local post. There'll be somebody there to answer the phone and or answer an email or a voicemail. So if you've got a question about any of the American Legion, that's programs, policies, and our programs, our children youth programs, are top-notch. And we've had to shut those down over the summer because of exposure to the coronavirus. But they'll be back online soon. So legion.org is the best place. Just to encourage every veteran to look us up and see what we do and who we are.
How many members are there in the American Legion right now?
Well, we're just a little bit shy of 2 million Legionnaires. But if we think about our extended Legion family with the auxiliary and the sons, we're over 3 million. So that extended family is about 3 million.
There we go. I know time is up here. I've got to let you go, Commander Oxford, but I thank you for the time. I wish you the best, and best to you. Thanks for taking some time out here.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
Take care. Bye now.